Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studio. Sharon Guffey Lewis is with us here this morning. She is part of the Hitchcock House Board of Directors. She helps to chair that group and pushing them in a positive direction as we continue to see a future in the historic landmark here locally. And they have some programs coming up here this year and some important news as well about the facility. Sharon, thanks for coming by. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. Yeah. I appreciate it also to be here.
We get into the summer months.
We are into summer. And
things
we have
start to heat up.
We have activities at the Hitchcock House in the summer. And I would like to talk about a couple of those things that are coming up. On July the 16th, we're going to have a gentleman who is the curator of the Museum and Historic Sites in Iowa. His name is Leo Landis, and he's coming to talk about and have a PowerPoint presentation about Iowa and the first 25 years of Iowa and first 25 years of its statehood. So I think it'll be really, really an interesting program. I'm excited to hear him. We've not had Leo for a number of years, and he's been the state curator for quite some time. And it will be in the Big Red Barn. So bring your lawn chairs, and we will serve refreshments. And we'll look forward to having a good crowd to hear Leo talk about the first 25 years of our state.
I've had a chance to visit a few times with Leo over the years and do some interviews with him. Very interesting, very engaging.
Yes.
So if you have an opportunity to sit down and listen and you're interested in that early history of the state of Iowa, he will definitely keep your attention.
Yes, he's very dynamic.
And he may very well bring a few things with him, too.
He very well could, yes. He's excited about coming, and we're really excited about having him. And so we're looking forward to July the 16th, and it starts at 2 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, like many people in his position, they're very curious, and they don't ever think that they've learned it all. They're always looking to learn more. And if he's not been to the Hitchcock House before, I'm sure he will ask as many questions as folks will ask of him.
Yeah, he has been, but I think it's been a while.
Yeah.
And he is very curious. I think he wouldn't have his job if he wasn't didn't have a lot of curiosity. But he is really a dynamic person, and he has a PowerPoint presentation. And I believe he has a book or two that he wants to tout also, which is fine.
Good.
We're always happy to. So we're looking forward to having Leo on the 16th of July.
Good. July 16th, you said 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
And those are always free programs.
They are free. Just all you have to do is bring your lawn chairs or a chair to sit in that's comfortable for you. And we serve cookies and lemonade, and so it's just kind of a fun afternoon.
It's a small town celebration.
It is. It
very
is,
good.
For sure.
Well, you've got another program coming up in August for folks to
yes.
enjoy. I know that's a little further down the road, but we want to get it on their calendars.
Yes. This is a gospel group, and they were with us last year. Okay. And we had great reviews of their performance, and people said, oh, bring them back. So we engaged the group called Sweet Harmony. They are from kind of all over the state, really. They're not really a local group, but they sing great gospel music and a little bit of Civil War music mixed in and a little bit of rock and roll. So they have a pretty wide variety of performances. And this one is at 3:30. And it will also be in the barn, or maybe if it's not beastly hot, we'll do it outside under the shade trees. But for right now, we're kind of scheduling it for the barn on the 26th, and then we will have a light meal. We usually do pulled pork and made rights, and some homemade cookies and chips and for a free will donation. So it's a little bit different take on things. And the reason we're doing it in the barn is not so nice of a topic, but
yeah.
I also need to tell people that the Hitchcock House will be closing for tours on July the 24th. that will be our first day closed, and we will probably have to remain closed for the rest of the summer. We typically close about the middle of September and then just do tours by appointment only. And the reason we're closing is we have some serious structural issues going on in the basement of the Hitchcock House. The south wall is beginning to give way. It has significant bulges in it. The mortar that was used is just deteriorated, and we have to do something soon. We're beginning to see issues almost weekly now with the structure on the first floor. And so we will close. Our last day open will be July the 23rd for tours. And the house is safe to tour. We have secured a restoration contractor. He's a construction company from Crescent, Iowa, and has done a lot of restoration of old buildings in the old market and also in smaller towns around. And I think is scheduled to, at some point, do the restoration in Malvern also of a wall in the grocery store that burned. So we feel very confident in the Markison Construction Company. And so we will be contracted with him. And it will probably be a long-term construction site or restoration site, I guess, because, you know, we have to protect the house, and so we can't do tours when it's, you know, in that condition. Plus, we basically have to pack up the house and empty it, at least the south part of the house. So we hope that that it goes well, and we hope that it is, you know, successful, and we feel very confident in the success of Mr. Markison and his son. So we're looking forward to getting this fixed, because we've been monitoring this for about a year, knowing that something was going on, but it has really escalated this year. And I think some of that has to do with the fact that we've had dry years and dry summers, and so like any foundation, it's going to dry out. Plus, the house is 167 years old. So,
yeah, and a lot of limestone there, too.
A lot of limestone.
It's not necessarily the most stable of products there, too, when you're talking about something that's going to be there for the long term, and that's the goal.
Yes, yes. And we have to put it back. I mean, we have to be very careful who we choose, because we have to put it back as close, if not exactly like it is now, because we are a National Historic Landmark, and we do not want to lose that. So we'll get it fixed this year, and we'll be ready to go next year. But we are going to continue. We're going to have the August 26th Music Festival. We'll just move it away from the house. And normally we do it out in front of the house, but we'll move it away.
Well, we've had other projects over the years to help sustain the long term of the house, the windows. I think the roof's been done. We've had a bunch of things, actually, that have been done.
We did the
roof.
So
just continuing the process.
Board of Supervisors was most generous last year to help us put a new roof on the house. And that has helped. The roof that was on there had been on there since 1984. Mm-hmm. So it had done its best.
And I think most folks understand the significance of the Hitchcock House that live here in this area. But for those that don't, it's an important landmark on the Underground Railroad.
Yes, it was. It was on the National Register of Historic Places when Zoe and Alice Kay owned it. That was their goal, to make it be a historic place on the National Historic Register. And then it became a house on the Network to Freedom, and we have applied for grant money from them. And then in 2006, it became a National Historic Landmark. So the house has great significance and great significance in this area. We're lucky to have the house.
Well, and not just the house, but we have the grounds and all that area there, too, to be able to use. So if you did want to do that and get in and tour the Hitchcock House, you're going to need to get after that pretty quickly because you just have a few weeks left before that July 24th closing. But also those programs coming up, too, on July 16th with Leo Landis, and that's a 2 o'clock program. And then the August program featuring the Gospel Music Group at 3:30 in the afternoon on, I forgot the date. The date is
August 26th.
Okay, so you have a couple of opportunities right now yet to get out and enjoy the grounds there, and they're always fun. They're kind of folksy. They're intimate gatherings, and there's plenty of shade.
Oh yes, there is plenty of shade, and the gift shop will be open on the days that we have activities there, so people can always come and browse. We have a lot of new things in the gift shop. And Kyla Amos is our gift shop person pretty much, and she does a great job of coming up with ideas. So
very good. Still a lot happening. Still a lot happening there, and hopefully for a long, long time to come.
That's our plan.
All right, Sharon. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate you coming in and just sharing with us a little bit of some of the programs and some of the update there at the Hitchcock House there near Lewis. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.